This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good Tuesday morning. Brady Bowman with you here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Got a great show today. Great show. A plus, number one, top 10 ranking, at least. At least.
All right.
We excited now? Excited? Got some Pottawatomie County officials in studio with us. We got Commissioner D. McKee and we got County Administrator Robert Reese. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are things in Pott County?
Oh, we're doing just great. Doing great.
Well, that's good.
Growing
and doing great. And we got the ambulance thing all figured out.
It's all done.
It has been consummated.
It's been consummated.
Yeah, we're going to get right on it. It just takes a little time.
It does.
You have differences of opinion. You have to negotiate and work through them. It isn't necessarily at odds. It's different opinions that we worked it out.
All right, and Riley County signed the agreement. I think you guys signed the agreement yet? Or
we did both. First, yeah. And then they did, and we've sent the check, and we're on to Christmas.
All caught up. Whoever wants to start, kind of just remind listeners, kind of. I guess a little bit of kind of just what we're talking about there, and as far as the agreement, kind of what that means, I guess maybe for the short term and maybe what it means for the long term.
Well, the short term, you'll see absolutely no difference than what's been going on about the last 25 years or more. Long term is that in essence the agreement states that Riley County wants to transition out of that area, and so that means that Pottawatomie County is ramping up to take over that area. And once we get personnel on board to do that, we'll make that transition. Riley County has provided up to 2 years to make that transition, but we would anticipate doing that earlier. So we're in that process. But no change.
And Commissioner McKee, I'm sure you're glad to finally probably have a lot of this kind of just behind you now.
Well, I end up answering a lot of questions from what's written in the newspaper, and it's always been, if people can understand, we both, as commissions, meet on Monday, and so if we send something to one group on Monday and the other group is meeting at the same time, it takes extra time for the exchange to occur. I don't think that was as sinister sometimes as I thought I read about it in the paper, but this will work. It is... The catalyst is the Via Christi stepping down from being an ambulance station and providing, I guess, the supplies and things that we used to get for the ambulance.
The administrative duties, the billing.
Billing and all of that. So we have on our staff already a person who's doing billing, which gives us a pretty good idea of where our numbers are going to be. And the challenge of this is, as with counties and all the health issues, government has handed it down. Medicaid does not pay for a lot of the ambulance trips, so they become a cost to taxpayers. And our struggle is greater to try and make sure that, and we will, provide the necessary services without interruption. But it's, to both counties, it's an assumed challenge based on the change in the hospital, and they wanted to charge a great number that was the cost to do it in St. Louis, I believe. A year ago, and so, you know, that didn't work because then all of the rest of the employees in the county were going to be everybody wants to be equitable, so if we kicked up to where they wanted to be, we would probably have crashed our budget lid. So we're working on it.
Those fees a couple years ago, I think, is when they made those changes, and it was quite a hike. I think that the hike was about $200,000 for each county from Via Christi for those services.
Yeah, that's correct. Via Christi has their own model that they utilize in terms of hospital and ambulance is not really their mainstay, so they wanted to migrate out of it.
Nobody's there mainstay.
So we're back in direct management of it. That service in Pottawatomie County has transitioned over the last 20 years from being three independent services to being brought underneath one service and outsourced numerous times, and now the county is directly taking it over.
And I think one thing that maybe keeps getting lost in this whole situation a lot of the time is the fact that I think it was this year, maybe earlier this year, Pottawatomie County did approve to go ahead and build a new ambulance station over towards that Blue Township, kind of that that south west corner of the county where it kind of does blend into Manhattan city limits and those sort of things, because that's where the whole kind of issue was, where the contention was in the first place.
Right. We've identified an area that we will eventually construct a station, but we have temporary facilities at which will fit it, once again, really the backup right now is the staffing. Once we get staffing up to a level, we'll be working towards trying to transition over to making Pottawatomie County runs over here.
And what is the timeline on that potential station?
Our staff, I think we have enough to probably run it overtime. If Hal Baumgartner reported yesterday, he's hired a number, and he's still looking for a highly qualified service provider to be with the folks. I'm not using the correct alphabet, but we're pretty close. It's a matter of getting hired, and they've interviewed a number of people. They need to be able to do certain tasks, and that the standard is going to stay there. We're going to wait till we find people that really work the job. But
yeah, we have about five personnel off right at the moment, and we should be able to transition in a reasonable amount of time.
We had some of those news stories this morning. I think he's looking for ideally around 30, have about 25.
Right.
Is that an increase of what the staffing is normally in the past, or just kind of just another example of just kind of that growth and just needing some more folks?
Well, it is an increase of about six personnel. We have four staff stations now and with 24 personnel, and as far as shift personnel, and then of course we have administrative staff as well. So, you know, we're moving that direction, but fully staffed is 30 for us, plus additional part-time people to pick up the slack for those individuals that may be on vacation or sick leave or whatever the case may be. So you always have to plan accordingly, if you will.
Brady Bowman here with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Administrator Robert Reese, who you just heard speaking. If you have any questions, comments, want to get involved in the conversation, 75-537-1350 is the number to call. You had your meeting Monday. EMS was a big, those hires was a big part of the agenda. And also talking about signage was another big part of the agenda.
We have, last year we accepted a state grant for upgrading all the signage on major routes. And that implementation, first there was the check to where it would go. The implementation starting right now, and there's a group of people who are maybe temporary workers for the summer that are going to go along with staff and get that all put in place so that correct signage is in place on the main roads.
Mm-hmm.
Just countywide improvement.
And this isn't like a yearly thing. This is kind of just updating some old.
It is updating. It's the standards on signage has changed, and so through a grant we're able to make a lot of those changes. And of course we're hiring temporary and part-time personnel to do the majority of that work, and it'll probably progress all through not just the summer but fall as well.
All right, fair enough. Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more Pottawatomie County issues here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.